Your insomnia has left you with little resistance for daily life. You are weak, confused, and unable to process most of the things happening around you. You stumble to your friend's house, who, although incredibly quirky, seems to always have a convoluted solution to your problems, whether said solution is natural or not. Oh, hey, it's you. What's up with you? Look terrible. I mean, well, your eyes are all bloodshot and you look like a dead person. Don't worry about it. It's kind of hot. Are you okay though, buddy? Oh, you haven't slept. How long has it been since you've slumbered? You poor soul. 49 hours? What kind of insomnia is plaguing you so badly that you haven't slept in literal days? The fact that you managed to walk here to my house is a miracle in itself. At the same time, what do you want me to do about it? Ugh, oh, where's my manners? Excuse me. Please come inside and rest on the couch. Okay. So, obviously, you haven't slept in days. That is a problem that needs to be addressed. Though I do not know what I could do to help you sleep. I could give you a warm glass of cow juice, give you sleeping pills, sing you a lullaby, you know the classic, rock-a-bye baby on the treetop. But I'm guessing you've tried all of those options, except maybe the last one. But no, I'm not actually genuinely going to sing you to sleep right now. My voice is fried from doing call-outs on games. You know this already from how quickly I defend you when we're in competitive. Unless you're giving me permission in that way. In that case, my little Ibex. What? It's an endearing nickname, is it not? Sorry. You know I'm not good with, well, words. Anywho, I've got just the thing that'll put you to sleep. Wait there and play dead for just a little bit longer. Okay, check this out. I found it the other day near the garbage in the back of a burned-down library. Isn't that cool? What do you mean, what is it? It's a book, dummy? However, not just any book. I believe this to be a long-lost arcane book of rituals. Yes, I'm serious. Are you not? It's written in Old English. And it's riddled with dust and smells like decay with knowledge as well. You already know this book is right up my alley. Of course I had to snag it. I mean, yeah, sure, it was odd that a book of knowledge just happened to fall into my arms, but when your eyes are open to the other side of life, well, sometimes life comes and finds you. I'm already getting excited at the thought of using it on you. Yes, on you. You just gave me permission there. You can't remember? I'm gonna push the envelope as far as I can go with you. Now don't make me wait any longer, let's get started. Look, there's a sleeping ritual right here on page 707. What? I'm sure it'll be fine, don't worry. We'll be fine, you'll be fine, it'll all be fine, this is fine, okay? You came to me for help, and you knew fine well I'd be up to trickery, okay? Don't get weak in the knees just because I'm doing something a little alternative, okay? I'm not gonna, like, put you to sleep forever, that's crazy talk. And if I did, I'm sure I can figure a way to get you out. I'm good at following instructions. Unless I'd have to kiss you and perform a Sleeping Beauty resurrection. In that case, I'll light a candle for you every day, my dear friend. I'm joking, as far as you're concerned. I'd make out with you if it meant you'd come back. My life's too boring without you around to tease. Now let's actually get started. That's the spirit. Okay, what will we need for this ritual? a pint of water, 2 droplets of snake venom. Oh, wait, sorry. This is the eternal dark sleeping ritual. Silly me. I really should get glasses, honestly. Maybe at some point. Okay, let's do this for real. Temporary slumber. Here we go. I need my hands and the ability to speak. Is that it? Simple enough. This is for beginners, then. Really shouldn't be too hard at all, so give me your head. The ritual calls for it. Apparently, what I have to do is stroke your hair and fiddle with it because I'm tapping into your mind right now, okay? Oh, I'm pulling apart the veil that is your hair, and I'm reaching straight into your deep subconsciousness. Enlighten me. Does that make you feel nervous? are good friends or not.